Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world.
Hello and welcome to this next episode where we are going to talk about Tantra seminars and what kind of seminars, for example, are out there, and also what kind of seminars do we offer. And for this, I will interview Melly and she can give you an insight about how we work in our Tantra seminars. Hello, Melly.
Hi.
So why should a couple participate in a Tantra seminar?
Well, actually, probably I have to say it's because I offer Tantra seminars, but for me, it's actually one of the best investments you can make, because it's an investment in your relationship, in the most important relationship you have in your life. And I think it's so easy to get lost in daily life, in stressful jobs, to-dos, kids, whatever. And often there's no time left, no energy left for the relationship. And it, of course, the passion diminishes. Of course, we get more and more separate. And it's, for me, I think it's so crucial to constantly invest time, energy, and also money in the relationship if you want it to thrive, if you want it to blossom. I mean, any plant, we know that we have to water our plants, that they need our care and energy, but weirdly, everybody forgets that this the same is valid also for a relationship. We are longing for deep connection. We are longing for love. We are longing for a fulfilled sexual life. But nobody seems to care to invest in that area. And I think nobody ever told us how to live a good relationship. I mean, most of us didn't have the best role models, to be honest. When we look at our own parents, when we look at friends' parents, etc., usually what we see is not really something we are striving for. So it's also not something we learn at school. So therefore, I think a Tantra seminar can be a wonderful experience, an opportunity to really get more inspiration about how a fulfilling relationship can look like. What does it need to live a sex life that is really, yeah, also fulfilling you, that is creating the deep connection and passionate ecstasy most people would love to have, but nobody knows how. And so there, Tantra is actually offering answers and giving you a lot of practices, tools, and inspiration about how that can work and how that can look like and what are specific steps, how to get there. So I think this investment is really something that will pay off for the rest of your life. I mean, when we go on vacation, it's nice for 2 weeks. Probably there's also connection and good sex. But once we come back to our homes, once we come back into our daily life, it's gone. And once you learned how to implement those tantric practices into your life, it will change your relationship and your love life forever.
Okay, sounds really good. So what's the focus then in the Tantra seminars you offer, and what is the difference to maybe to other Tantra schools?
Actually, at least here in Germany, I see when you Google Tantra, you will get probably 90% of the offers you will get is tantra massage. So also practitioners who offer direct tantra massage or also courses that focus on tantra massage. I mean, we also started with tantra massage course and it was beautiful. It was really nice to bring more sensuality and more pleasure into the bedroom and also, yeah, learning how to give beautiful massages, which is great. But what was missing for me is really to understand the background about tantra. What is it actually? Also bringing more consciousness and relationship patterns. Also to learn, tools that will help you in your love life, in your sex life, because a lot of people are all up in their head, stress out to reach that magic orgasm, or an orgasm at all, stress out to make the partner happy. I mean, a lot of people are in the heads most of the time, thinking about the expectations they have on themselves, the partner has on them. And it's the whole sex thing is more of a performance, as I hear it again and again, and as I experience with most of our clients. And a lot of people also don't want to perform anymore, and so they just don't have sex at all anymore. So that's something we want to change, because I realized as well, I always had a very low libido. I didn't want to have sex. It was a pain for me, that topic. But I realized through Tantra that it's not about performance. It's not about making the partner happy. It's really about this deep, loving connection. And not think about sex, but make it a lovemaking. Really open your heart, be there with your partner and play. This is something we teach in our seminars, how they can bring this loving connection also into their intimate lives, and how to be more embodied, how to also let go of old blockages. I mean, most of us have a lot of limiting beliefs in terms of sex. We carry a lot of shame also from church, from society, from our parents, from our upbringing. And that's something also we look at, because if you're not aware of your limiting beliefs, of your limiting patterns in the relationship, it's very, very hard to change them. And it's very, very hard to reach that fulfilling relationship and also sex life that you're striving for. So we try to make it as holistic as possible. We are also giving tools like communication tools, which is really important for a good relationship. Also being able to communicate your needs, your wishes in a way that the partner can take it. It doesn't feel offended or pressured. I think what also differentiates us is that we also give some theoretic background. A lot of tantra seminars that we attended were mainly rituals, experiences with different people. But for me, it was missing often to understand, why are we doing this exercise? What is this for? And what do I need to do when I want to reach that goal? Or which exercise is important for me? Because, I mean, people are different and some need different kinds of touch, different kinds of breath work, etc. So we really try to also give that understanding. First, give the theory first to understand why we're doing the things. And then, of course, also let people experience the magic of breath, the magic of touch, the magic of connection. So, I would say it's more holistic from the topics and also from the mix of theory and practice.
Sounds good. But one question that arises for me is, what about boundaries? So how do you handle the topic of boundaries in your seminars?
Well, that's also something that is very, very dear to our heart. I mean, we have a whole episode on that topic if you're interested in it. Because we've seen also in other tantra schools that boundaries were violated, were not taken serious, and that can make severe harm to people. I mean, especially to people who already have a difficult relationship to sex or had some abusive behavior in the past. And when they come to a tantra seminars, in my opinion, it's really, really important to create that safe space where everybody can relax and know that my boundaries will be respected. It's okay to say no. We try to encourage people again and again to really feel their boundaries. I mean, that's already very difficult for some people who don't know where their boundaries are, to really develop that kind of understanding and feeling, where is my boundary actually? What feels good and where does my body contract? Because often the body gives more reliable answers than our mind. And then also to learn how to communicate those and to take care of your own needs and to really say anything we offer is optional. Really feel into if you want to do that exercise, if you want to do that practice or not. So that's something which is very important for us. And also often we most of our seminars are actually for couples. So to learn how to bring that into their own relationship. I think a lot of other tantra schools are open for singles, couples, etc., which is great. I think I'm very grateful that there are those places also for singles. But of course, there is an even bigger thing to say, where are my boundaries when I'm meeting people I've never met before, when I have to do like partly very intimate exercises with strangers. So that's something that I would really look at when you're looking at different tantra providers, how do they deal with boundaries and do they take that serious and is that something they encourage? I mean, it's also dependent on what you want. I mean, there are people who definitely want to get out of their comfort zone, who want to go all in. They want to be naked. They want to do massages with different people. They want to do sexual exercises. And there definitely are schools for that. But for us, I would say we decided to focus on people who are have their first encounter with tantra, they're more cautious, more careful, they want to do that only exercise with a partner. And I think it's an easy entry, I would say, that we decided to focus on.
Okay, nice, thank you. And what would you recommend to couples that are looking for seminars? Would you recommend online programs, or would you recommend face-to-face formats? So what is the best entry, or if you want to experience tantra?
It depends very much where you're at and what you prefer. I mean, I know a lot of people or couples who say, well, for us, it's only face-to-face. Especially after COVID, a lot of people are fed up with being in front of the computer and they want the real experience. They want to feel, they want to have this magic in the room. I mean, that's still something like tantric rituals, the magic of tantric rituals, is really hard to do that online. And also the deep, deep emotional experience that can happen in face-to-face trainings, it's also not so easy to do in an online format. So of course you have that deep connection with other people, you have deep emotional experience when you do face-to-face format, and it can be a really beautiful entry also to do that in the group, and also to have that exchange with other people, with other couples, to hear what they're struggling with, and not only in the seminar room, but also at lunch or in the evenings, etc. So there I would definitely, if you want that exchange, if you want deep emotional experience, then I would definitely recommend face-to-face trainings. But of course, for a lot of people, face-to-face, to take a whole weekend or a whole week off, and is difficult. I mean, especially when there are children, and therefore I think online formats can also be a really great tool or opportunity for parents, for example, or for busy people who are working a lot, who or whatever reason, when you cannot take a whole weekend off, then it's also really cool to have an online experience. And there's also a very huge positive effect of online trainings, especially when it's a program over several months, that you have, it's way easier to integrate that into your daily life. Because a face-to-face training, it's great, it's wonderful. Usually people are very, very happy afterwards. But then the big challenge comes is, how do I bring the experience I had in the seminar room into my daily life? How do I bring those feelings, those experiences back home? So that can be a challenge for a lot of people. Whereas when you do the online training, where you have, I mean, we, for example, have weekly or bi-weekly calls in the evening for 2 hours, which is easy for parents when the children are asleep. And you have those calls every other week, then you can already experience the tantric exercises in your living room or in your bedroom. And it's so easy to repeat it afterwards by yourself. And you have this support over an extended period of time, over several months. You will practice again and again and be reminded again and again. You always get little chunks of input, and you have your exercises already in your environment you're usually in with your partner. You can create those beautiful experiences in your home, and this is also really, really beautiful for sustainability, I would say, and for integration, that you have those support over a longer period of time. So I really think there's not the one answer. It's always, it depends on what you're looking for, and what do you prefer?
All right. And what would you say or happens in such a seminar? What you are giving? So what can people expect? Maybe also online, and maybe also in presence. So.
Okay. Well, I would say it's actually the same. The way we transfer the exercises are slightly different, but what we teach is actually the same, when whether online or in person. As I already mentioned, we always give some input, some theoretic background to understand the background of Tantra, also some psychological things about understanding, because of course our relationship is deeply influenced by our childhood, by the relationship we had to our parents. It always comes up again and again in the own relationship, that we repeat those patterns, and it's really important to be aware of that, to bring consciousness into that. So we have those basic understandings about psychology, about tantric philosophy, also about sexuality, a little bit of anatomy, because a lot of, especially women, don't know their genitals and those pleasure spots and all of this. We teach a little bit about energy work, how to move energy in the body, especially sexual energy. Sometimes also depends on the course. Sometimes also we talk about communication or beliefs and anything that's blocking you from living the relationship and the sexuality you're looking for. And so there's always a little bit of input, and then there's of course also a lot of time for practice. And the practices we do in the seminars are anything that's not sexual. So we do a lot of meditations because consciousness is really crucial, and to develop this observer mind and becoming more present in the here and now, which is also really important for sexuality and for any relationship, actually. We're working a lot with breath. So breathing is key for great sex. Relaxation is key. Breathing is key. Deep breathing, which a lot of people don't know how to do because we've so getting used to the breathing shallowly and not feeling. When we're not breathing, we're not feeling. So in order to feel more pleasure, and feel more connection, we need to breathe. So that's something we're learning. We have a huge variety of different breathwork techniques and pranayama techniques and breathing techniques that we're teaching in our seminars. We're doing exercises that are linked to touch as well, mainly with our own partner. And we also do beautiful rituals. And I don't know if I've forgotten something, but I mean, that's of course also exchange, like reflection exercises, exchanging about preferences, giving different topics that people can exchange about or talk about with their partner.
Yeah, I can maybe also add to it that, for example, stuff for relationships. So we also give a lot of advices and also coaching for better relationship communication, because this is also very key for a happy sex life, actually, to be able to communicate, to be able to open up, to be vulnerable, also like emotional coaching also.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Those are things that are also important in this area.
Yeah. And so we do all these non-sexual exercises in the course, either online or live, face-to-face. And then we give homework. So we also present sexual techniques, sexual practices that you can try out. And usually we give people that as a homework to do in between sessions when we have these longer programs. In the retreats, they also get homework to do at night in their hotel rooms by themselves, or also after the trainings. So of course you will get all the tools you need for better sex, but it's not something we practice in the seminar, but this is something you can practice with your partner back home.
All right, cool. So where do you offer all this stuff? So where can I participate? How can I participate in such a seminar?
Well, at the moment, we offer most of our trainings in Munich. And we have also a retreat coming up in February, which is in the Bavarian forest. So it will be about 4 days in a beautiful wellness hotel. So there it's also easier for people from all over Germany, Switzerland, Austria to come there and experience that magic in nature also, and in the wellness hotel. And of course, for all international clients, we also do the online training. So there, no matter where you are, you can of course also participate in the live online events.
And maybe what I also can add is if you, for example, are interested, you have a community and want to invite us in English or in Germany, perhaps this is also possible. So we are open for new connections, for getting to know awesome people and to connect with other
Definitely.
Schools. Yeah. So maybe the last question. So what impact did Tantra seminars have on your life?
A lot. Well, we actually did different trainings, as I already mentioned. We started with the Tantra massage courses, different ones here in Germany, which also really brought more sensuality into our love life. Beautiful massage, I loved it, especially to receive massage when Damien learned how to touch in a different way. I mean, that's also a deep difference, or strong difference, how you touch another person. So that's really something which was great to learn in the Tantra massage seminars. And then we did most of our trainings actually in Asia, in India and in Thailand. And there it was as same as we do, a mixture of theory and practice. And this really changed so much when I knew why am I doing those things and what do I personally need with my personality, with my energy system, etc., to really understand what is the right thing for me to do. And this really changed nearly all areas of my life, actually. It, of course, first of all, my sexuality. I was talking about that a lot in our first episode, if you want to look at that. But from having a very, very difficult sex life, no libido at all, not really enjoying it, and rather pushing myself to really surrendering into it, having beautiful states of ecstasy and deep connection, and really, really loving this sex as a connection, as a way to open my heart and to create that way deeper connection in our relationship that we've ever had before. So it really changed the relationship also, because when we have good sex, everything else is so much easier. I'm usually way more relaxed in daily life, and we have less arguments, or it's easier to solve them because we're so deeply connected. And but also Tantra did not only change my love life, but also all other areas, because with the meditation techniques and breathing techniques, I know how to deal with my energy, how to relax in a more efficient way, how to also in stressful times create that energy within myself, reconnect to myself, to my core, to my own inner voice as well, and be more mindful also, which is not always working, to be honest. But at least I know what to do. I have the tools once I remember. And yeah, also the way I'm interacting with other people, the way I'm more confident also in the business, in how I show up. I'm not so ashamed anymore of a lot of areas of my life, but I'm more open to share those. And I don't know. I can go on forever and ever, but I think the message is out there. So I would definitely recommend, if you're thinking about it, to give it a try. Also look at different schools. I think different Tantra schools have different focus, and to see what is working for you, what is important for you, and then give it a try. And I think it's always a wonderful experience.
Thank you very much, Melly, for this insight. So I can say that I totally agree with you, and this was an amazing time for me, this transformation with Tantra, and I can only recommend it to every person that wants to go deeper, to get to know himself better, and also in a relationship. So thank you very much, and goodbye to all.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.